labeled CB Fisk Opus 135, what is now a mass of wood, metal, levers, and electronics strewn about our hall, will eventually become the center of attention in the Jacobs School's preeminent recital hall. Dr. Chris Young, professor of organ at the Jacobs School of Music and the school's liaison between the builders and the architect, was there to watch the process as the organ is meticulously assembled.
This is always exciting just to watch it get put together. The organ is such an interesting instrument because it's such a combination of skill, craftsmanship, musical skill. And so you get woodworkers, you get structural engineers in steel and in wood. You have, obviously the musical aspects of it. You have the musical aesthetic aspects of it. The sheer engineering is remarkable, trying to fit things into a space. And then to watch it all go piece by piece together is pretty fun. I wish I could just park myself here 8 hours a day, but got other things to do.
The road has been many years long in realizing the dream of a concert organ in our hall, but Dr. Young conveyed the relief the school has felt since making the switch to the CB Fisk company.
It's fantastic. Obviously, the process itself over the long haul has had many pitfalls and issues to deal with between the room and a number of other factors. But this group of people are remarkable to work with. They have been so ahead of the curve. They've been prompting everyone around them to get things set so that they can do their work. So that's been a fabulous aspect of it.
Patrick Pope, a second-year doctoral student in organ, was part of the crew who helped carry in the instrument on the first day. He says he's excited for the possibilities in store.
It's really exciting. When I was here as a master's degree student 6 and 7 years ago, that was nearing the end of the previous incarnation of this organ, so it was we were unsure what was going to happen. And so it's really great now that I'm back and might have the opportunity to play this at some point.
I asked him about the significance of having students as part of moving the instrument into the space.
Well, for me, it's almost an automatic sense of ownership and being connected to this process. And not only that, but once all of those of us that helped move it in, once we've graduated and gone on, we'll still have a really tangible connection to the organ, which will be a lot of fun.
Dr. Young expanded on what it means to add an instrument like this to the organ program, to the school, and to the Bloomington community.
Well, certainly, having a wonderful pipe organ is at the core, I think, of training students these days. There are so many nice instruments, and this school has had such a tradition of organ, but without a tradition of quality instruments. And so this is really our crowning achievement, we hope. Not the only organ, we hope, but we think it'll attract not only students, but interest in furthering the cause of the organ in the city, because the city is also a bit weak on high-quality instruments. The organ is, like so many instruments, often misrepresented in culture, but more importantly, it's when you live in a town such as Bloomington, and it has a number of church organs particularly, and the organist is always complaining about those instruments, it's always good to have an instrument to compare it to that is of such high artistic value. And of course, everybody complains about something they've gotten used to. My car's too old, I need to replace it kind of syndrome. But I really believe this town will, just on its own, by coming to hear this organ, have a really different concept of what an organ can be from an expressive perspective. Something we're really looking forward to because, as I said, Bloomington's in need of that. And this campus especially.
How many ranks, how many pipes are going to go into it?
Off the top of my head, I can't even remember. I should ask Greg. I seem to think it's about 58 stops in the organ. It's a large three-manual instrument. Two of the manuals are what we call under expression, meaning they have the ability to control the volume by Venetian shutters that close over all of the spaces where the pipes are. And so because of that, it will have a little bit more modern tinge. It's really, I think, going to excel, particularly at late 19th century and 20th century organ music, which is something I'm particularly happy about because so much of the organ building world today is focused on historical reproduction and looking back. And while there's some amazing work being done in that regard, I'm always wondering, what about today? What is the organ of today? How are we looking forward? And so in terms of number of pipes, I think there's roughly 3,000. I actually, even though I'm a Sudoku person, I haven't memorized the numbers. I've just been so involved in the process, I guess. That's been the least of my concern. We set that a long time ago. But it will be a large instrument with great capability in so many ways.
And large may just be an understatement. 3,945 pipes, 68 ranks, and 70 stops will turn our hall into a venue to which organ students and enthusiasts are sure to flock. The debut concert is tentatively scheduled for the spring, but as Patrick Pope pointed out, there's still a lot that has to happen between now and then.
Well, the dedication is set for next April of 2010. But I think between now and that point, there'll be, of course, the construction of the organ and then voicing and tonal finishing. So it's a months-long process.
Do you know who gets to premiere it?
I think the faculty are playing the dedication recital. Yeah.
Smart move, right?
Yeah.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm David Wood.